Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as one, two, three. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
You got to let the Jock Jams beat drop. High noon in the District of Columbia. And listen, folks, every day this week, we are giving away Nats opening day tickets at noon.
Yeah.
Be caller number 9 to 800-636-1067 to win Nats opening day tickets. Opening day, Thursday, March 27th against Philly. The first 20,000 fans getting opening day T-shirt. For the complete Nats schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com. Also, Grant and Danny are giving tickets away at 4 o'clock. Caller number 9 right now, Nats opening day tickets. Opening day, always a blast. Make sure you're there. All right, time for us to get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in Patrick Stevens to the program. Of course, you can follow Patrick at Discourse, D1SCOURSE. Patrick, you are a busy, busy man. Thank you for making time for us, sir. How you doing?
I am well. How are you guys today?
We're doing well, man.
So, if you don't know, Pat, few people cover college sports on the level Patrick Stevens does, especially within the DMV between basketball and lacrosse. Nobody does it like you do. How many basketball games did you go to this season?
All right, I'm going to actually, you know, the last time we were on, you asked that question, and I wasn't quite ready to answer it because I didn't have the file open. But I do have the file open this time.
Oh, God.
The grand sum is 125.
Dang. Wow.
Now, that gets inflated. That gets inflated with those couple conference tournaments that were in D.C. the last couple weeks.
Doug, it's not inflated. You still went to them. I bet I went to
I'm just saying, you can add two or three a lot easier in a day then than any other time. So.
That's crazy, dude. All right, so let's start. We'll build to the Terps. Let's start with AU tomorrow night. How good of a season did they have to win the Patriot League, and what do you think that matchup is like against Mount St. Mary's?
Well, first off, I think that American had a fine season. You know, you kind of look at even when they had a four-game skid right around Christmas time. I mean, one of those losses was at St. Joe's, which was pretty good. One of them was at Virginia in a game that they were very much in right until the final 4 minutes. One of them was a double overtime to UMBC. And then one of them was a blowout loss at Navy that I think was really kind of the inflection point of their season. You know, from that point forward, they opened Patriot League play with a 23-point loss in Annapolis. And since then, they're 16-4. You know, they shared the Patriot League regular season title. They win the Patriot League tournament. And, you know, they went through a few injury stretches and whatnot, but they have a fair bit of depth for a team at their level, and they certainly have one of the best players in the Patriot League, and Matt Rogers, a 6'9", 220, fifth-year guy, who is both the emotional and the kind of physical leader of this bunch, a guy that had a fabulous final season in Tenleytown. And you look at the way that they played in a conference tournament, getting better and better as time went on there, surviving Lafayette in the first game, and then going up and slaying the Dragon, if you will, against Colgate, a team that had really run the league for the last 5 or 6 years, and then just hammering Navy in that Patriot League final. I mean, the last 13 or 14 minutes of that game was just an extended pre-celebration, given how out of hand that game got. So, you know, great job by Dwayne Simpkins, who's not necessarily like the most boisterous or flashy guy, but a really understated guy, good dude, and also somebody that really figured out, you know, how to take advantage of all these guys that stuck around when he took over a couple of years ago. So You look at the matchup with Mount St. Mary's, it's a team that they've actually played a fair bit over the years, just not this year. The last time they played was just before Thanksgiving last season. And the Mount's a team that has had its own interesting ride, a team that lost one of its best players to a torn Achilles right at the end of February, and has since then rattled off 5 wins in 6 games. And they've got a first-year coach in Donnie Lind who has a great personal story of his own. He was a team manager under Jimmy Patsos at Loyola.
Oh, wow.
Video coordinator at VCU when they made their Final Four run, was on the staff at Mount when they made an appearance in the first four a couple years ago, then went on to Radford to work for Mike Jones, the former VCU assistant, and then was at UNC Greensboro. Interesting detail about Donnie Lind. This is the fourth time that he will be in a game in the first four in Dayton. He was in the VCU first four game, the Mount St. Mary's first four game. When he was at Radford, they went and played in Dayton, and now this is four of them here in the last 15 seasons.
I would guess he's the
really
only
cool,
dude.
A really cool matchup, I think, and two coaches that have done really well early in their tenure.
Well, speaking of VCU, they get in, end up winning the conference. How do you think they can fare against BYU?
It's a really good question. You know, you kind of look at BYU, and they have been one of those teams that it didn't necessarily in mid-January look like that was a team heading for anything particularly special. But for the most part, they've been really, really good, a tough, tough offensive team. You know, the question is, you know, when I look at them, you know, do they they don't have that sort of massive size that might have caused VCU some problems. So I expect this to be, you know, really a fun 6-11 game. You know, VCU defensively is quite good. BYU offense, exceptional. 11th in KenPom this season. You know, so you look at them, that's a team, like I said, been playing really well. They've beaten Iowa State a couple times this month. They beat Arizona on the road less than a month ago. And as for VCU, you know what? You know, they just kind of toughed it out, especially the last two rounds at the A-10 tournament here in D.C., beating Loyola Chicago and George Mason in a pair of single-digit games. So I expect that to be a pretty tight game. I'd probably lean a little bit toward BYU with the travel factor in some ways. You know, also the altitude issue as well. But I do think that should be one of the better games we see in the first round.
Talking with our friend Patrick Stevens, you can follow him on Twitter at Discourse, D1SCOURSE. Read his work for the Washington Post, among other outlets. Nobody watches more college hoops from Richmond to Baltimore than Stevens, or hell, probably further than that, if I'm being honest, and I'm just rounding. I am really fascinated about some of the non-March Madness college hoop stuff. It seems like VCU's coach, whenever their run is over, is going to UVA, and that's a done deal. Is that your understanding as well?
I do not know that for sure, but I do think that would be a pretty good fit for both parties.
Okay. He seems like the type of dude to get UVA back on track, right?
Brian definitely knows what he's doing. I mean, everybody talks about like the beating Virginia in the first round in 2018, but it was the year before that really stood out to me. You know, he took over a UMBC team that had been losing 20 games a year, year after year after year, and they go 21-13, and it's like, ooh, this is something to watch here. So, you know, he went out to Utah State, had two really good years, the last one leading to a tournament berth, now 2 years at VCU. You know, there's going to be that storyline of you know, the guy that knocked off UVA possibly going back to UVA, but you know, Ryan Odom is a guy that really knows what he's doing, and I think that, you know, you look at that sort of progression, you know, the next logical step would be a power conference job, and he's now taken three teams to the NCAA tournament. in less than a decade, and would not be surprised if wherever he goes next, that he'll make it four in roughly about that amount of time as well, because that's a guy that clearly knows how to build a team and how to get a group ultimately to play some pretty good offense and defense, which is not necessarily the combination you always see.
But Pat, did you realize that the VCU coach now that a lot of people are saying is going to get UVA was at UMBC when they beat UVA?
Yeah.
That is wild. Yeah,
but my thing is, who's hiring all the coaches at VCU? Because
they're good at it.
Whoever they hire, they end up going to some bigger school.
Yes. Like the history for VCU, I mean, we go back 20 years. Let's go back 20 years now, okay? The last several coaches at VCU, Jeff Capel went from VCU to Oklahoma. He's at Pitt now. Anthony Grant went from VCU to Alabama. He's at Dayton now. Shaka Smart went from VCU to Texas and is at Marquette now. Will Wade went from VCU to LSU. He's at McNeese State, but he could wind up elsewhere now. Mike Rhodes, VCU to Penn State. So, you know, I think that's quite the launching pad there. And I think everybody knows that's a program that gives a lot of resources, has a ton of support, and they've definitely made a lot of really good hires in a row. And that's multiple athletic directors in that span, too. So it's definitely a place that, you know, if you're a basketball coach, that's a good place to get the opportunity to go because good things tend to happen from there.
Yeah, man, they've got a good setup. You've got Richmond is a, you know, a smaller city, but still a city, and everybody's all in on VCU hoops. I heard something interesting over the weekend, Patrick, and I don't know if you can speak to this, but that VCU desperately wants in the Big East, and it's basically Georgetown keeping them out.
I actually know nothing about that. Okay. But if you look at the Big East membership, like it's UConn plus a bunch of private schools. So you know, I do kind of wonder. You know, you think about like what was sort of the genesis of this iteration of the Big East? Well, they called it the Catholic Seven, right?
Yeah.
They tacked on Creighton and Butler and Xavier onto that group. So, you know, there is a difference there.
Yeah, that's true.
I certainly listen, if you're VCU and you just went 28-6 and it appears that you needed that 28th win to make the NCAA tournament, I mean, who wouldn't want to go to a league where maybe you had a little more margin for error and could get into your NCAA tournament without having to win your conference tournament?
Yeah.
So that end of things, totally believable. Don't know, though, who's making any calls one way or the other, or if the Big East is even seriously looking to expand at this point. One of the downsides of Big East expansion at this stage and would take away the one thing that kind of makes them stand out among the power conferences at this point, if you go to 12, even from 11 to 12, you're not going to be able to have a double round robin anymore.
Sure.
I don't think anybody's going to 22 league games anytime soon. Although I probably shouldn't say that because, you know, TV will probably say, hey, you know, like, wouldn't it be great if all you Big Ten teams just played nobody but each other in a given year? That'd be awesome. but, you know, I do think that would be one obvious downside for that league. I know the one name that popped up from time to time was Gonzaga. The geography there was too much. Obviously, it's not too much anymore to be adding West Coast schools to East Coast leagues. But, you know, I do think that at this point with 11, the Big East is probably about maxed out for what it's realistically going to be able to do to keep what makes it as special as it is.
Well, sure. Pat, I'm going to lead you to it because I know JP's about to do it.
I was going to go to all the other colleges.
Maryland out in way out west. Why?
Well, the best assessment of the situation is that any game that occurred Thursday or later didn't matter to the committee in terms of those top tier teams. So the committee gets together and they vote teams into the tournament first, and then they start seeding them. And so, you know, I look at those top four, five lines. Like, you can sit there and say, why is Maryland behind Purdue? I mean, I can make the argument, why is Michigan on the five line after winning three games of the Big Ten tournament, unless those games just simply didn't matter very much. Mm-hmm. And so you look at that and you're kind of forced to sit there and say, okay, they made this decision even before Maryland took the court for its first game out in Indianapolis. I don't think that Maryland's profile was worse than Purdue's even on Thursday or Friday, but the committee obviously felt that way. I will tell you the one upshot to Maryland getting sent out west is they're almost certainly, if they win two games, going to stay out west and go to San Francisco for that regional. And so now you're talking about a team that's, you know, when they get to that second weekend, if they get to that second weekend, is going to be accustomed to West Coast time. There's not going to be this adjustment period. The adjustment's now. So that might be like the silver lining in all of this for Maryland, but that doesn't make it a whole – that doesn't make it any less, you know, of a nuisance to have to go all the way out west and play these two games initially in Seattle.
Well, and, dude, this is like extremely inside baseball, but one of the best things that can happen if Maryland does make that second weekend is all the increased media attention. But the increased media attention is largely going to be here and not in San Francisco.
Correct.
Wherever they end up.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's think about, you know, the year that's rattling around in my mind is 2001, where
the
same thing happened.
I was thinking of that, too.
They got sent to Boise and then on to Anaheim. Now, different media environment then, too, by the way.
NCAA was
a lot more stingy back in those days about how you have to have your organization staff this first round of the tournament to be able to get credentials to the next round of the tournament. So there was a very large contingent. And in fairness, George Mason and Georgetown were out in Boise that year too. So it was basically just transplanting the Baltimore, D.C. College hoops media contingent all the way out there to Boise for a weekend, and then Maryland and Georgetown both made it out of there. So, you know, that was – you know, you think about that. You had those three teams, plus you had Hampton pulling off a 15-2, plus you had Lefty Drizel coaching Georgia State. It was as if why can't that was basically the genesis of the pod system. And so now it's sort of funny that, you know, the downside of the pod system is that somebody on the four line invariably gets shipped out west because there's not enough good teams out there. And in this case, it's Maryland that ends up drawing the short straw and getting sent out to Seattle.
What are the chances Coach K made a phone call to make sure it wasn't Maryland versus Duke in New Jersey?
You know,
I'm a Terp through and through, Stevens. That is a Terp conspiracy theory right there.
You know, if we're going to talk conspiracy theories, right, like let's at least make the conspiracy theories consistent. You think that Coach K is making a call to the Carolina athletic director to pull this off?
Yeah.
I do. And they made a deal. Hey, you take care of the Dukies, and you can let your Tar Heels in.
And we can let you in.
Well, I don't think that happened in this case. I'm just going to go ahead and shoot that down. But I know that I personally cannot stop the conspiracy minded. I look around the rest of the world, and it's like that's just not a fight that I'm going to win, unfortunately.
I think you're smart not to. I'm talking with Patrick Stevens. You can read his work in the Washington Post. Check him out on social at Discourse, D1SCOURSE. You'd like the Terps to get to the second weekend?
I do. I think that's, you know, frankly, like, you know, Memphis is not a team that's playing at its best right now. Memphis had a great non-conference schedule, and that's almost certainly why they're as high as they are. I didn't think that they would get up to the five line, and I did think they were going to be one of the more interesting seeding teams to kind of look at, just because they did do so much good work in non-conference play. They haven't played as great of late. They wobbled their way through a couple American Athletic tournament rounds before they played well in the second half against UAB. But I would say the team opposite them, Colorado State, is a great danger, I think, both to Memphis and to Maryland for as well as it's playing right now. As for Grand Canyon, Maryland's first round opponent, the Antelopes, coached by Bryce Drew, the former NCAA tournament hero at Valparaiso way back in the day. You look at them, and they are a tournament regular at this point, 4 years out of five. You know, I think that they'll give Maryland a decent game, but I think Maryland's better than them. You know, and frankly, you know, when it comes to Maryland, when you look at what they've done all season, the thing I've been saying here probably for a month and a half now is, you know, they're not going to get run off the floor. It hasn't happened yet. They might find just an agonizing way to lose. I mean, the last four times they've lost, utterly ridiculous fashion, finding all sorts of ways to take an L. Against good teams in each case, pretty much, or in tough spots. But nonetheless, you know, I do think Maryland is able to get out of that first weekend and make the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016. That said, when you're a four seed, no matter who you are, you get one game that you could lose, but if you play well, you're probably going to advance. And from there, it's a matter of coin flips or something close to it, and maybe a little bit of bracket luck in the way too. So maybe Maryland gets a little bit of bracket luck. You think about, you know, when they the last time they were in the Sweet 16, you know, they didn't have to play the 4 seed. They were 5 seed. The one beat a 12 seed and a 13 seed. Maybe they get a little bit of bracket luck, although at this point I'm not sure facing Memphis or Colorado State is that much different. And you might almost be better off facing a Memphis than a Colorado State. I think it's close either way. And that Memphis-Colorado State game should be one of the best games of the first round.
Yeah, I mean, Colorado State's favored. I don't even know the name of that conference, but I watched them. They looked really good in that conference title game.
In the Mountain West. I mean, they've won 10 in a row at this point. And the last time, you know, the last time they lost to a team that did not make the tournament was December 7th. Their losses since then are to VCU outside of Vegas, at home against New Mexico, at San Diego State, at New Mexico, at Utah State. So, you know, they're a team that, and they've been in the tournament several years. The Clifford kid has had just an amazing year for them. You know, the question for Colorado State coming in was, how do they replace this 5-year point guard in Isaiah Stevens, who had basically just scattered his name all over the record books in the school's history? And Clifford comes out and just has a monster year for them. Nearly 40% three-point shooter, does so much to help that team win. So you look at them, they're solid all around. Again, I like them a lot, and I've watched my share of Mountain West basketball over the last few years. I've done that league for Blue Ribbon the last couple seasons. And so, you know, I certainly can assure you that is not going to be an easy out, as if the Mountain West tournament, where they beat Utah State and Boise State by double digits, wasn't enough to prove that point.
Patrick, last thing, because Coach Freeze is going to join us in a little more than an hour. How do you feel about the ladies getting a Sweet 16?
Well, they got to play home, right? Like, I mean, I think that was maybe a little bit of a surprise. So that's certainly an advantage. You know, I know that there's been some moments in the back half of the season that maybe were, you know, kind of gut check type moments for that team. But they get the chance to play two in College Park. And so I think you have to like their chances a little bit better than if they had been a 5 seed and sent someplace else.
Absolutely. All right, Patrick, thank you so much for the time, bro. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Take care, guys.
All right. Patrick Stevens, read his work all over the place, Washington Post. Follow his work at Discourse, D1SCOURSE. Nobody goes to more college basketball in the greater DMV. I'm talking about Mount St. Mary's to Norfolk State than Patrick Stevens. We come back, let's look at some Cinderella's, baby.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/whereyoustart. Because where you start matters.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Really don't like that song. Gotta be honest with you. But I can't help but think about my boy Jamie singing it to my boy Jed, because Jed's mom's name's Rita. Every time that Rita line came, it got intense. Damn, the boys did it. The boys did it. What'd you get? Calzones? Man, I got Lito's this weekend. Lito's slaps. I'm trying to take it easy, though. I had a salad, and now I got to watch Landfill, White Brian, and Jeff eat calzones, man. This is going to really test me. I want to talk Cinderella upsets, because that's the most fun part of the tournament. And I was kind of thinking, I just want everybody to go around thinking about Cinderellas you remember. I think nothing ever beats Mason. Mason going to the Final Four was truly unbelievable. The path they had to take to get there, the fact that they were local and those games were local, Larinaga dancing and stuff. It was just, that was so cool and so fun. Some of the random teams I've thought about over the years. Remember when Coppin State had that deep run? I think Coppin State went to a Sweet 16 or something. 96, Coppin State beat a 2-seed. I remember that one. I remember UT Chattanooga. Who'd they beat? Anybody remember UT Chattanooga? I think they were the Moccasins was their mascot. It's very hard to find out random upsets. I don't know. White Brian, if you could think of any others, there's a lot of them. UT Chattanooga went on a deep tourney run at some point. I don't remember when it was. But remember St. Peter's a couple years ago? Those are always by far the most fun. We'll see how long it lasts. Will Wade coached at UT Chattanooga. I didn't know that. But if you're looking for some Cinderellas this year, we got an article from CBS Sports about potential Cinderellas this year. You're filling out your bracket. Maybe you're invited to the B. Mitchell Finley non-public bracket event, which requires a physical piece of paper bracket. High Point. High Point enters the nation on the nation's second longest winning streak at 14 games and was one of the most efficient offenses in college basketball. The Panthers ranked number 7 nationally in shooting percentage at 49%. Damn. And open against a Purdue team that has some defensive cracks. The Boilermakers have dropped 6 of their past 9 and could find themselves in a battle. I would point out that that's another reason why Purdue shouldn't have been seeded ahead of Maryland, but I abstain. Second-year High Point coach Alan Huss is a rising star with plenty of NCAA tournament experience from his days as a Creighton assistant. The Panthers will be ready to wreak some havoc early on Thursday. All right, High Point maybe knocking off Purdue.
What's the
they're a 13 seed.
They're a 13 seed. Who are they playing? That's the thing I'm looking at. Because Purdue has size.
True.
High Point is how big?
Brian, do you know that answer?
They play a lot of guards. They're
up and down the court type team.
Yes.
Yep. They're going to try to speed Purdue up.
Yep.
You know how we feel about Purdue? Purdue. Go High Point. Out west, I got a possible Cinderella for you. White Brian looked it up. UT Chattanooga got to a Sweet 16 in 1997.
Uh-huh.
It was a while back. Are there any Cinderella teams you can think of off the top of your head? I thought of a couple.
VCU?
When they got to the Final Four.
George Mason?
Mason, for sure. I guess I think of the locals.
What was the team dunking all over the place, all everybody from
Florida Gulf Coast?
Yeah,
Dunk City.
Yep.
That was awesome. Norfolk State went on a run one year. And they had one dude with like the most Irish name you've ever heard, like Bobby McGonigal. And I don't think he was actually, I don't think he was like from Ireland, but tell me what Norfolk State got deep one year. How many of those teams have actually gotten to a Final Four? I mean, hell, NC State last year, they only got in because they won the ACC tournament and then they got to a Final Four.
Yeah. Sammy's daughter went to High Point.
Oh, really? It's supposed to be beautiful.
My neighbor's daughter, yeah.
All right, so in the Midwest, they're saying High Point is a good possible Cinderella. In the West, same bracket as the Turtles, they're saying Drake, 11 seed Drake.
Drake has been around long enough now knocking off people. I'm not looking at no surprise here.
Listen, B, it's been a bad year for Drakes. And they're an 11 seed. Drake is a double-digit seed from a mid-major league, so it technically fits the criteria of a Cinderella. But this isn't your typical March underdog, to your point, B.
Mm-hmm.
First-year coach Ben McCollum won four D2 natties at Northwest Missouri State and has already reached 30 wins in his first year at the D1 level. The Bulldogs took down high-major foes Miami, Vandy, and Kansas State in non-conference play and just tore through the MVC tournament. I believe that's Missouri Valley Conference. Junior point guard Bennett Sturts was named the conference's player of the year and is a potential NCAA tournament star. I've also heard, I think Drake is in Iowa. Is that right?
Des Moines.
Iowa just fired whether they fired him or let him quit or whatever, however they termed it. I think McCaffrey is out at Iowa coaching that basketball team. I think it's a formality that this Drake coach is coaching in the Big Ten next year. Do you understand that to be accurate, White Brian?
Yeah, it seems like it's going to happen.
And I got to be honest, as a dude whose basketball team plays in the Big Ten, I don't like it. This guy seems like he's really good.
Back to High Point. 12 guards, 8 forwards, no centers. But there's a forward who's 7 feet tall.
Hold on. They got 20 dudes on their basketball roster?
This is their whole roster. I don't know who's hurt or not. But everybody's listed as a guard or forward. They got 12 of them, 12 guards. The first guy, put my glasses on here. Justin.
Is this just your buddy texting you?
No. Justin Bodo Bodo. I'm looking at it. They're putting up out of the tournament thing.
What's the guy's name?
Justin Bodo Bodo.
Okay.
Justin is 7 feet tall, 255 pounds. He's from Cameroon.
Jeff, how tall are you?
6 feet even.
My man,
physically.
My man is 7 foot 250.
Hey, oh. Josh Ibukunolua.
This is a different dude?
This is another dude. He's 6'10". He's from Australia. This is High Point. High Point got some dudes on this team, man.
Now listen, those guys are clearly tall. Are either of those guys good? White Brian said it's all their guards that make it happen.
They said they go with the guards, but let me pull up their last game against Winthrop and see what they did here. Stats, bang.
We're going deep on High Point.
Their best player's name, Keza
Gifford. Had 6.7 rebounds. Hamilton, who's 6'9", was 4-4.
All right, they have three dudes that score in double figures, and none of them are the dudes you're naming.
None of them, huh?
Keza Gifford goes for 15 a night. Damarian Williams, 13 and a hook. Kamani Hamilton is over 13.
Well,
the
Hamilton,
dudes you're talking about,
Hamilton is a forward. How about Pettiford and Benham? Theum.
Hold on. The two guys you have mentioned, Bodo, he plays about 20 minutes a night.
All right.
5 points, 8 boards. And then Ibukunolua?
Yeah.
He's not playing a heck of a lot. He's getting about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They do go deep, though. I mean,
they play every damn body. Dude, this.
They got a dude named Berger Irving.
They play
that
their
averages
whole
2 minutes
team.
A game. White Brian, you're the only one that's seen High Point play. Can you give us any more information?
They play 20 guys, though, and all of them.
They play a lot of guys.
Why?
They just play very fast. They were down by 15 against Winthrop in the Big South Final, and they were up by 5 within 4 minutes.
When is this? I'm now fascinated by High Point. They play all these dudes. I mean, they have
Hildebrandt plays.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They have 10 dudes averaging double-figure minutes, and then your boy Josh Ibukunoloa averages 9.8, so he's almost right there.
Yeah.
How the dude? How are there that many minutes available?
It's that many minutes because you got five people playing. If you run, they play like hockey.
Just subbing in lines.
They don't let people get worn out.
When is the high point game? I'm fascinated now.
I think it might be one of the first games on Thursday.
Oh, so we'll be watching it at Tap on Thursday.
Yeah, I want to say it's Louisville, Creighton, and then High Point, Purdue.
Let's go High Point. Who's their mascot? What is their mascot?
Panther.
All right, High Point Panthers. I'm with you. Another possible, High Point isn't local, but it's not that far. I think we're counting Liberty as local. Maybe we get Denton Day in here.
Liberty.
Giving us official Liberty Bibberty scouting report. CBS says Liberty's a possible Cinderella. Number 12 seed. First they play Oregon, then possibly.
If they beat Oregon, then they got a chance. Oregon can ball.
Liberty, maybe they wouldn't get Oregon in the first round. It looks like CBS has a typo. So
they get Oregon first round.
Okay.
They're in the East.
Liberty took down number 5 seed Mississippi State in the first round of the 2019 NCAA tournament and is well positioned for another upset in this year's first round. The Flames, in their 10th year under Richie McKay, are flamethrowers. They rank 13th nationally in made three-pointers per game at 10.6 and number 6 in three-point percentage at 39%. This is one of the nation's best passing teams, meaning Oregon will have its hands full defensively. If Liberty gets hot, it will resemble number 15 seed Oral Roberts, which reached the 2021 Sweet 16 with a combined 21 made three-pointers and wins over Ohio State and Florida. Here's the thing. We're all getting so fired up about Cinderellas, man. Whoever's cutting down the nets this March, get in on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Think about this. If you want to bet those games, if you want to bet Liberty or you want to bet High Point, bet the damn money line. Get the sweat with that big old plus money on there. It's going to be a ton of fun. Or you can always bet the point spreads. You could bet the futures. You could bet, you know, which team you think is coming out of what region and maybe do very, very well. If you could pick this year's St. Peter's, you'd be able to take your family on vacation. Plus, if you put $20 on the team you think wins it all, and they do, you'll win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. And you can receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tournament. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app to get started today. Virginia odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See the app.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
For details. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. And listen, sometimes I try to book the Rooster. He's usually very busy. But he said he had some time. And I said, but why, sir? You're so famous. And he explained to me what the rest of his week looks like, Brian.
And what's that?
I'll let him explain it to you.
He asked if I was available tomorrow. And I said, sure, yeah. It's my last day of the week in the office. And he said, why? And I said, because we have Thursday and Friday off on 980 because they're airing all the NCAA tournament games. So he said to that you would be pissed about that revelation.
Nah, I'm not pissed about
Maybe
that.
Maybe pissed is the wrong word.
You'd
be perturbed.
Jealous?
I don't mind. No, I don't mind being out there doing the show.
I tell you what, that we get to be at the casino.
But if it was like any other day and I had to go come in here and you were off.
I hear you.
We're going to have a conversation.
We're taking it out on you.
I mean, if it wasn't so far away, I'd come and hang out with you guys if you wanted me to, you know, wax poetic about all the college basketball.
You're welcome. About? Yeah, you guys could carpool.
That's true.
Would you carpool a Rooster?
Yeah, I can take him back home tomorrow.
B-Mitch can come pick me up. My heart can be in my throat.
I don't drive that fast, though.
You'd be nervous to ride with B-Mitch?
I don't drive that fast.
You don't drive that fast?
No, not anymore.
I beat him in a race this morning.
I mean, I was driving 75 to get here down 66. You know?
Landfill.
75.
Rooster out here is going 75.
I do that every day.
75 and a 55 on 66.
I said every day.
Dog, I would keep that to yourself, man.
Not really. You know. I mean,
they got to find my car.
I'm on the speed lane, so it's 70 or
something. I got a Lamborghini, did I tell you that?
Things must be going well.
On 987?
And a Lamborghini.
Yeah. Now I'm pissed.
Yeah. I mean, you know how the Rooster rolls.
Hey,
you know?
Jay, I'm pissed now. Rooster driving the damn Lamborghini.
What's the fanciest car you've ever driven, Roos? Besides the current Lamborghini.
Yeah, outside of the Lamborghini that I have in my mind, a Nissan Altima.
Okay. I like a nice Altima.
Maybe. I don't know. I have a Kia Forte for real in my real life. I really like it, though. And it was bought where?
Oarsman Kia of Chantilly.
There you go.
Billy and Chantilly.
You would check out Billy and Chantilly?
That a boy.
Billy, take good care of you, man.
Yeah.
Kias are great cars. Pete drives a Kia.
Do you?
Not the Forte.
EV9.
They're a little different, but
I
mean, B, if you want to drive me Thursday, I'll be more than happy to bring you guys drinks. Onion rings. I'm saying drinks refreshments.
Yeah, waitresses and stuff in there, dog.
No.
What kind of treats are you gonna bring to the casino?
I'm better looking than a waitress, right? I mean, you know, like I can I can entertain you guys a little bit.
I think this conversation is just ended. This conversation is over.
White Brian, I have Rooster on the stream.
Does he look better than a waitress?
I have Rooster on the stream, and he just sashayed. Can you get that to the internet, please? Chris just did a dance move on the internet. So you want to come to the casino and bring us treats?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I just want to feel a part of what it's like to be a regular part of this show. You know,
You are a regular part of this show.
You know, I'm an occasional part of the show. I was just talking to Wendy in the hall, and I asked if she had done her hit, and she said no, and I said, oh, how come? And she said, well, last week I didn't know anything. And I said, oh, did they fire you?
No.
And she said, no. And then I came over here, and I said hello to B, right? Had a nice exchange. Then I came over to say hello to you, and to try and do something nice.
To your credit, Rooster offered me a Diet Pepsi.
Right. I brought in a 12-pack of Diet Pepsi. I know you like Diet Soda. I like Diet Soda, so I wanted to make sure that you knew that my Diet Pepsi...
Can I offer you some ranch dressing, should you need it?
Can I was thinking about that. I was thinking about drinking it out of the bottle, but that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
I don't think you should do that.
I don't have anything. I don't think I have anything that requires ranch dressing
face.
Today. What did you have? A salad?
Look at landfill face.
Yeah, I had a salad.
Hold on, boy.
Well, landfill's over there busy. College basketball. And eating, what do you got over there, Landy? Lido pizza?
They all got Lido calzones.
Boy, I tell you.
It looked like sex on a platter.
I mean, my goodness. You guys eat good in the neighborhood over here.
I did notice the Junkies got breakfast yesterday.
That's a shocker.
Yeah. Now, there were two trays.
Right.
There was a tray of, I think, French toast.
Yep.
And then a tray of scrambled eggs.
Oh, I did see that in the kitchen.
So here's my question.
I did not eat it. No.
There is now one of those trays is in the refrigerator. Oh. Who is the person trying to save? If it's eggs, that's disgusting.
I don't know. I saw it out there until about roughly 3 o'clock. And then at 4
it's
o'clock,
in the fridge
when I went to leave, that's like $80
worth of eggs at these prices.
Because I offered.
Would you eat 36 hour old scrambled eggs?
If it's in the refrigerator.
God, no.
If it's in the fridge, you got to throw it in the microwave, heat it up a little bit.
I did that yesterday.
As long as it's real eggs.
I mean, we know
that little pot of scrambled up thing that you eat a lot of time at these
The big catering joints.
And you taste you like
that
this
powder
is not
egg
real
stuff
eggs.
Is gross.
And we also know if things are left in the refrigerator.
Greg said he'll bring you to the casino tomorrow.
Oh, really?
You want to really come?
All right. Let's do it. We also know
he doesn't have any work to do.
We also know that if things are placed in the refrigerator and they were catered to the radio station and are unlabeled, that it is fair game for those that don't necessarily have those same advantages.
If they left it in a big tray, yes. If they took it out and put it in a small one that it was separate, no.
You insane, bro.
B. You're supposed to go along with me. Come on now.
Hey, I put my stuff down in the drawer and put stuff on top of it.
If there are
eggs. And if somebody touches, I'm beating them up. I'm just letting you know it right off the bat.
If there are eggs in that catering tray in the refrigerator, can I heat you up a plate of them?
No. I don't want them. I didn't want them yesterday. Why would I want them today?
All right, so listen, there's going to be thousands.
They were out yesterday.
Thousands of people are going to come see us at MGM this weekend.
Yes.
Are you going to be one of them?
I'm planning on it. I'm trying to figure out the logistics and make sure.
You've had
sure
multiple
that,
people offer you a ride, including
you
Brian
know
Mitchell.
I can always pick Rooster up in South Riding and bring him to the casino Thursday.
All right.
B-Mitch, Craig? You are the chairman of the committee. Should we invite Rooster to join our non-public NCAA
Rooster's
tournament
here.
Pool?
We like Rooster.
All right, do you want in our pool?
Sure.
All right, it's $20 cash.
And I need a
physical bracket.
Physical bracket like this.
All right. Well, I don't have $20 in cash today, so I'm going to have to get that for
tomorrow. As long as I have the cash before 12 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Those are the rules.
I'm in.
All right. It's a very exclusive
totally
invitation.
Random. I mean, that's what the NCAA tournament is.
Totally. We're not perfectionists.
Chris Russell, his show starts at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
We will hear from Maryland women's basketball coach Brenda Freeze at 1:45.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.